Okay, let's begin. Chaf Amabez. Yesterday we started by Malikin, and today we continue. Oh, on the, actually, the top of Chaf Aleph and Aleph, the two dots. Tanur Rabbanan. Everybody said Berachas Torah? Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Kol Elu Sha'amru Ein Malikin Behen B'Shabbos, Aval Osin Mehen Medura, Bein Lishchamim Kenegda, Bein Lishchamish La'ora. We mentioned yesterday the lists of wicks and the list of fuels in the Mishnah that one is not allowed to use for Halakas Neiris on Erev Shabbos. And Rashi quoted there, and the Gemara is going to say it today, actually inside. The reason for this is because these wicks and these fuels don't burn well, and therefore there's a chashash that if they're not burning so well later on, you might come to be mati, you might come to fix the light, fix the candle, and you might violate in this daraisa. So that's why there's certain ones that you're not allowed to use. But says the Gemara now, according to Tosefta, that all these that you're not allowed to use to light on Shabbos, you're allowed to use them to make a medura, to make a huge flame, to a huge torch, because then it's not going to be just a little flame that might go out. If it's a huge torch, many wicks, so then it wouldn't be a problem to light it on Erev Shabbos, whether it's l'hischamim kenegda, to warm yourself, bein l'shamish l'orah, to use for light. Either way, it would be mutter with these, because these are only usur if you have one little wick that might go out. But if you have a bunch of wicks, it's a whole torch, what's called a medura, so then it would be mutter. Bein al gabi karka, bein al gabi kira. Or whether it's on the ground, or whether it's on an oven, a kira, or the side, the other gears is a menorah, whatever it is, there wouldn't be a problem with lighting such a huge flame before Shabbos. Velo asru el alas mayem sila liner bilvad. The only isser that Chazal made was to light one wick. One wick, because then there's a chashash that it might go out. But if there's a whole huge group of wicks in a medura, so then it's not a problem. Okay, so that is number one. Velo, yeah? Can't use a Madura for Ner Shabbos? Right, we don't use Maduras for Ner Shabbos. Which is, you might need a Madura for Dafka for Abdullah. But yeah, you need Ner Shabbos. Halak is Ner. That's that was the Takana. Takana Drabana and Ner Shabbos. V'lo v'shem and kik v'chulu. So my shem and kik. The Gemara asks, what does it mean, shem and kik, that you can't use it in the Mishnah? So 3 days is what shem and kik is. Amar Shmuel. Shaltenu l'chalu chuzayama v'amru li of echad yish b'krachei hayam b'kik shemo. Shmuel says, I asked all the ones who went down to the sea, we've had this before, and they told me there's a certain bird across the islands, and the name of the bird is Kik. Right, it's some type of bird, so keep that in mind for Bezrim later on the daf. There's a certain type of bird named Kik. Rabbi Yisrael Breid, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Mishcha de Kaza. It's the oil of Kaza. Rashi says, it's Shemen Sha'osin mi Garine Tsemer Geffen. Some type of cottonseed oil, right? What? Rashi says, right, cotton, but before that, garit semer, tsemer geffen. So garini tsemer, cotton seed, oil. So shemishcha de kaza. So that's the type of what you can't use. That's shemen kik. Reish lakish amar kikayin de yona. It's the oil from the fats of the kikayon of Yona. What's the kikayon of Yona? We know the story of Yona. We read it on Yom Kippur that Hashem made him some type of shade tree that gave him shade. It was called the kikayon. So I guess the fruits of that, right? Kein Rashi's kein osa shel Yona. So the oil from there. Amar Rabbi Rachana. Rabbi Rachana says, "L'didi chazal the kikayon de Yona. I once saw a kikayon de Yona." Velitz luvisa dami, it's like a litz luvisa type of tree. Rashi on the side it says an elon srock, some type of tree that doesn't give off fruit. Umid the pashki rabbi, and in the swamps it grows. The alpum chanusa midzlan yasei, and on the front of a store, alpum chanusa, on the chanus, on the front of a store, they used to hang it. Either for shade or for it smells good to be able to get the customers in. Umi par tzidohi avdi mishcha. And from its seeds, or from the seeds of its fruit, they used to make oil. Uva anfoi, and with its leaves, naichin kol brichei de ma'arava. All those who were sick in ma'arava in Eretz Yisrael used to rest on its leaves. Okay, so that's what Rabbah says. I have seen kikayon de Yona, and this is what it looks like, and this is what it's used for. I'm a rabba, continuing the idea of the Mishnah. Psilo shamru chachamim malikin mem b'shabbos, and here's where it says it beferish, mipnei shehaor misach seches bahen, the wicks that the Chazal said that you can't use at Erev Shabbos, because the light is jumps around, misach seches, jumps around, and therefore it's not straight, and you might come to fix it. Shmanim shamru chachamim malikin bahen, v'bnei she'in nimshach anach rabsila. And the oil that Chazal say, or all the other fuels that Chazal say you not to use, that reason is because it doesn't follow the psilo, it doesn't follow the wick well, and therefore you might come to be matit. Fine. So Rabbah just gave the reasons for the cases and for the list of the Mishnah. So Abaya asks him, Shvanim shamru chachamim, in malikin mevashavis, mao sheyitin l'tochan shemen kol shehu v'yadlik. What happens if you have some fuel that Chazal said you're not allowed to use, but you mix it with some oil that a Chazal says is okay to use? What if it's a ta'aroves? Is that also aser midrabanan to use or not? And the way that we should understand this is that if you mix it in, that it's going to light fine. It's going to light fine, it's not going to be misachzech, it's not going to be a bare light. So once you mix it with some good oil, the Gemara says kol shehu here. But if you look at the Ritva says it's lav dafka kol shehu. It's any amount that makes it enough in order to burn by itself nicely. Just it can't be rove. Rove then wouldn't be a chiddush. If it's rove good, so then of course it's good. But even if it's a miut, that's why it says kol shehu. Even if it's less than half, but still if it helps it light well, so is that enough to say that you could use it? Or mi gazrina dilma asila dluki beinayo olo? Or do we have a gzera that if you're allowed to use the taroves of this mixture, you're allowed to use good and bad together, you might come to use bad itself, and then it would be a problem? That's what Abaya asks Rabbah. So Amar Lei, Eim Adlikin. So Rabbah answers, no, even if it's mixed in, Eim Adlikin, you're not allowed to use it. Right? Low plug, the Chazal mentioned it. My time, a why? Lefish Eim Adlikin. That sounds like an unusual question and answer. We say, don't light. Why? Because don't light. Sounds like a parent talking to a child, because I said so. Right, what's Efishimalikin? So Gilyon Shas, Rabbi Kiva Eger on the bottom quotes at other places in Shas where you have such a give and take. There might be another way to read it. If you look on the slide, there's another gear that says Lefisha Eina Nidlakin, because it doesn't light well. Maybe that according to that Nusuch, it's that even if you mix in, you know, it still is not as perfect as using pure good oil. So maybe according to that girsa, the reason isn't just a low plug, but it's that even if you mix it in, it's not good. There's a chash of shemayata. Okay, but either way, that's what Rabbah says. Rabbah says that even if you mix in some good shemen that Chazal said is you're allowed to use, still that is aser midrabanan. Continues the Gemara. Esve, to ask on that line. Karach davar shemadlikin bo al gavi davar she'ein madlikin bo ein madlikin bo, says the Brisa, if you wrap something that you're allowed to light on top of something that you're not allowed to light. Rashi says, so psilos. Let's say you have a wick that's made of a material that you can't use. Let's say it's the seaweed. And then you wrap around that good material. You wrap cotton or whatever good material can be used. So the Tanakh Abbot says, ain't not thinking, but you still can't use it. Even though the outside of it is good wicks and you would be able to use it. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shel Beis Abba Hayikar Chapsila Gabe Egos Umazlikin. My father, says Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, used to wrap wicks around egos, around this nut substance, Umazlikin, and they used to light. So he asks the Gemara, Ketani Mias Madlikin. So he asks the Gemara that, look at this second line of the Brisa. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, you're using egos, which is something you're not allowed to use for fuel, and you're wrapping it with something that you can use, and it says it's mutter. You're allowed to light with this. How could you, Rabbah, have just said that if you mix it into a taroves, it's not going to be good, but it says here that it's going to be good, right, in the second line of the Brisa. So the Brisa says, 1 second, Ad Marle, Ad Mosvis Li, Mid Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Siyai Inu, Mid Tanakama. There's a machlokas here. The Tanakama says you're not allowed to wrap a bad wick with a good material wick. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says you're allowed to. So what do you ask me, Akasha, for Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? There's a Tanakama, so maybe Rabbah holds like the Tanakama. That's not so bad, we always say. As long as you have a Tana on your side. So we say, Halo Kasha, Maisarath. So no, it's not a problem, because if you have a story in a Tanaitic source, if you have a story in a Mishnah Brisa or Tosefta, so then we always try to get people to agree with the story, because why is there a story there? It must be that it's about to teach us Halacha. Maisa Rav, and some of them are Farshim, I forgot, I saw it somewhere, it says, you know, Maisa Rav even goes against a Rabbim. Here's this Rav Shimon Gamliel against the Chachamim, against the Tanakama. But still, says the Gemara, so Maisa Rav, and therefore we want Rabbah to be able to agree with the story. So if that's true, so we're back to the question. Of how could Rabbah say that if you mix in good, meaning halachically acceptable materials with non-halachically acceptable materials, then it's still no good. Rav Shimon Gamliel's father used to use it. So my lav lahavlik, doesn't it mean that when Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel used these materials, he used it to light Shabbos candles? So my answer is no, we misunderstood. Lo lahakpos. It means just to be makpeh. What is makpeh? So Rashi explains it's, they just used it, it's kind of like a Pesach, we have those floating wicks kind of things. So that's used for to put the wick in these floating things in the oil. That's what Rashi here seems to explain what lahakpos means. Rashi says, lo hayu mazlikin ha'egos. They didn't light this ego substance. Ela somech aleha psila lahatzifa. They used to put the psila, the wick, into it to make it float. Shlo titzpa b'shemen, v'yatzifa barzel, etc. So you see, hatzafa means, hakafa means hatzafa, meaning floating. So that's why, don't ask me, Rosh Hashanah, what was the kasha? I didn't use a mixture to light. He didn't use it to light. He just used it to stabilize it. On the bottom, to hold the wick together. That's what they used to wrap the good and the bad wicks. But nothing to do with the lighting. So the Gemara says, one second, Ela hakpos, if that's true, my type of the Tanakama. Then why would the Tanakama say it's a problem? Tanakama says you can't do this. What do you mean? You're not using it to light. You're just using it to stabilize on the bottom. So what's the kasha? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Kula, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he... Really, the whole brisa is the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. The chisurim achsurim, we're missing words. Again, whether this means it's a chisurim in our understanding, or we're actually mixing words, machlokas of the scholars, what exactly that means. But either way, chisurim achsurim v'hachiktani. Karach davar shemadlikin bo, agabe davar shein madlikin bo. If you wrap something that's acceptable to light with around something that's not acceptable, ein madlikin bo. That's the mikra adin, and that's what Rabba said earlier, that you can't use a mixture. Mavet var mamurim lahadlik, but this only applies if you're going to use it to light, av lahakpos, but just to use it to stabilize it, to use it to cause, to hold up the wick, mutter, then there will be mutter. Shimon Gamliel Omer, because Shimon Gamliel used to say, shel beis abba hayu karchem psila agabi egos. Shimon Gamliel used to say, my father used to wrap it, the psila, around the egos, which means not for lighting, but for stabilizing. Okay, so far so good. You can't use any mixture for lighting, but you can use a mixture for other purposes. Continues the Gemara. Eini, is this really true? Again, this whole Amud is about the wicks, whether you can or you can't. Eini, v'hamra bruna, amar Rav. The Rav says as follows. Chelev mehutach v'kirvei dagim. If you have a melted non-kosher fat, v'kirvei dagim and karbayim, the innards of certain fish, sheni mochu, that was pulverized, that was mushed, adam nosim l'tocho shemen kol shehu madlik. So Rav says these materials, which are not good to use for wicks, you're allowed to put in shem and kol shehu. You're allowed to put in some good oil and light, right? So then again, we're back to the kasha. How could the earlier the whole Gemara assume that if you mix in acceptable oil with non-acceptable oil, it's no good? Again, we have shittas Rav that says it is acceptable. So Gemara says no. Hani mimshachi be'inayu, vahani lo mimshachi be'inayu. No, the answer is as follows. All the cases in the Mishnah, those were wicks. If you use those, it would not be good, and we have a real worry that you're going to come to be mati to light it. So by those, we have a gzeira, even if you mix in acceptable oil, we're still not going to let you use it. But really, here says the Gemara, by these chelev mehutach and kirvei dagim shenimochu, by these, it really would light. If you wouldn't add anything, it would be an okay light. If once you melted this fat, once you use these innards that were pulverized, it would light by itself. But you know what the only problem is? Let's say if you had this chelev that wasn't mehutach. Right? Let's say you have the innards of the fish that weren't pulverized. So that wouldn't be good. So the only chiddush of Rav is that even if you would use these ba'en, if you would use these without the processes that happened to them, they wouldn't light. But once you use them, once you process them, then we generally have a gzeira that still we're not going to let you use it. Because we're worried. If you use it when it's pulverized, maybe you will use it when it's not pulverized. If you use it when it's mehutach, maybe you wouldn't use it when it's not mehutach. So therefore we generally have a gzeira. But Rav says, once you have another step, you add good oil to it, then we're not going to make such a gzeira. Right? Once it's two steps removed from the problem. So that's what the Gemara says. Hani mimshachi be'inayu, these that we're talking about here, the chel of mehutach, the melted fat, or the innards of the fish that got pulverized. Mimshachi be'inayu, that pulls, that's mamshach, that has a good flame. V'hani lo mimshachi be'inayu, but these in the Mishnah are not. They don't have a good flame. The gazru rabbanan achelav mehutach mishum chelav she'ena mehutach. And generally, the rabbis, the rabbanan, were gozer, made a decree that you're not allowed to use this chelav mehutach because you might get confused with chelav she'ena mehutach, fats that aren't melted. Valkirvi dagim shenimochu, and on iters of fish that got pulverized, smushed, shenasan, mishum kirvi dagim shelodimochu. So the end of the Gemara says, so why don't you go the next step? That even if these things get ta'arobes, good, acceptable oil mixed in them, and the Gemara says, because that's two steps removed. That itself is a gzeira. That itself is a din d'rabbanan that you're not going to be able to use chelav mehutach because you might come to use chelav she'ena mehutach. That itself is one step removed, the gzeira. So now we're going to have two steps, meaning we're not going to let you use a mixture of good fuel and chelav mehutach because you might come to use chelav mehutach. But chelav mehutach is only asa because you might come to be matit. Right? So then this... I skipped a step. You can't use chelav, you can't use a mixture because you might come to use chelav mehutach. But chelav mehutach is only asa because you might come to use chelav she'ena mehutach, which is not processed. So the Gemara says the rabbis don't do that. Anan, we don't make gzeira l'gzeira. We had this a couple of daf ago in the discussion of karmelis. Ain goes in gzeira l'gzeira. There's a discussion, why is this? Is this purely a svara? Right, the rabbi, we don't make such, we make gzeiras because we're worried that you're going to do a daraisa. But so far away, it doesn't make sense. The rabbis wouldn't do that, misvara. There is a Rashi in Beit Sadav Beis says maybe it's not just a svara, it's based on a makar. The pasuk says, asu mishmeres l'mishmerosai. Chazal are allowed to make a mishmeres, a guard for the Torah. But they're not allowed. They don't have the authority. It's not just that misvara, they wouldn't. But they don't have the authority to make gzeira l'gzeiras. So it's not just that they, what? Oh, we're going to get to that in a minute. But that's that could be what Rashi means. It's not just a svara, but it's but it is something based on a pasuk.
But once an achav maser a certain kind of fat, like I'm only going to point is that it's a little cool. You can't use fat no matter if it's ground, it's not ground, it's not.
That's true. That's true. Sometimes we would say it's part of the low plug. But I guess if you have a different chefza here, and if it's another action that you are doing to the object involved, so here we're assuming that's not included. Again, there is a certain level of low plug here, but chelav mehutach with chelav she'ena mehutach. But once you add a mixture, a good shemen into that, so then we're not going to be gozer.
I think this case is also a little different because it's really a question of metzias. It's not that they're trying to stop you from doing something, make you come. This is really a case of.
Right, but the problem is that even the question was that this is machlokas and metzias. But the I think the issue is here that they already assered certain things that do burn well anyway. The chelav mehutach does burn well. So once you're including something that doesn't really, you know, isn't really limited to the reason, so then shouldn't you expand that? There is an interesting Tosfos Yeshanim on the side of the Gemara. Tosfos Yeshanim is another Baalei Tosfos that was added in. You see the little asterisk on the side? So it goes to the side, and the V'im Tomar, Akati Avigzera L'Gzera, Mehutach Atush Eina Mehutach, Ve'ina Mehutach Shemiyateh. Right, what did the Gemara say? We're not going to make a gzeira l'gzeira. We're not going to say that if you mix something in, it's going to be usur, because that's going to be usur because of mehutach. And then mehutach is usur because of eina mehutach. But 1 second, there already is. Even by plain chelav mehutach is a gzeira l'gzeira. Because chelav mehutach is usur because of chelav she'eina mehutach, and chelav she'eina mehutach is usur because of shemiyata. That goof is a gzeira, because you might come, you're not allowed to use this. Why? You're not doing anything wrong inherently here, but you might come to be mata to light the candle. So that itself is also Mishav Gzeira. So Tosas Yishana gives two answers. Yesh Lomar, the Chad Gzeira hi, the Yefsha Shalo Yate. First one is that, no, it's like the first step is impossible. When Chazal said you can't use these wicks, it's not just that they have a chshash that you might make the flame bigger. They knew you would, because it's not going to burn well. And you have to have Shabbos candles. So they knew it, so that's not really a separate step. That was Karov Levadai that is going to happen. So they don't count that as just a regular Gzeira. And look at the next one, which we'll talk about in the future also, Bez Hashem. V'rivan pirish tohad da'amar la'el nimshachan achar apsila lo mishem shemayate el Hashem yechabe v'leke shalom bayis. It's not just that you're worried that the candle is going to go out and therefore you would relight it. But the candle is going to go out and you might be sitting in the dark. So you're not going to do anything, but you're not going to have shalom bayis. As we're going to see, part of the mitzvah of halakas neiros is to have shalom bayis in the house. So therefore, maybe that's why it's not gzeira l'gzeira, because you're not worried that you're going to do something 2 steps removed. Okay, 2 days in the Tosfos Yeshanim. Weiter. Tani, Rami Bar Chama, Psilos, 5th wide line. Psilos Yishmanim Shamar Chachamim Yamalikin Ben B'Shabbos Yamalikin Ben B'Mikdash. All the wicks that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos in your house, you're not allowed to use in the base of Migdash to light the menorah. again, because they don't burn well. Shemishem shenamer lahalos ner tamid, because it says that you have to light a constant ner in the Beis HaMikdash. Hutani lavahu amrla, and we explain this as follows, and we had this phrase on the previous daf as well. Shetehei shal heves olame eleha, velo shetehei ola aide davar acher. Right, based on the pasuk, we say that the candle, what does it mean lahalos ner tamid? It has to go, it has to be lit forever, not by itself, self sufficient, and not be lit by something else. So that's how you know that just like there's a halacha that before Shabbos it has to be lit by itself because you don't want to be mata it. So too there's a halacha that has to be lit by itself in the Beis HaMikdash based on a pasuk. Not based on the Shemayata, but based on a pasuk. Tanan. So we ask from a Mishnah, Mibavloi, Michnese Koanemu Mehem Yoneem Hayimavkiyenu Mehem Alikin. Right, we know from the worn out clothings of the Bigdei Kahuna of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to make wicks in order for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, where they had tons and tons of torches all over the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says that it lit up the whole Yerushalayim. So they used to use the worn out of the Kohanim. And we know some of these Kohanim were made out of materials that you're not allowed to use, that were listed in the Mishnah, right? Semer, wool. So therefore, how could you use these for wicks? Rabbi just said, whatever you can't use on Shabbos, you can't use in the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, Simchas Beis HaShoeva Shiny. Don't ask me about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That was different. Why? Rashi says, Delok Siv Lahalos Ba, V'lav Doraisahi. No, when the Pasuk was referring to lighting, it was in the menorah, Lahalos Nertam, the mitzvah Doraisa of lighting. But the Simchas Beis HaShoeva wasn't, that's not Doraisa, that's, they did it, they have Simcha.
So who cares?
Well, that's the point. Is it's not shemiyata. It's a formal halacha. It's a din d'oraisa that you can't be in the state of mateh because it has to be ole by itself. You're right. It's not based on exer shemiyata. But the halacha of lahalos ner tamid is that it has to be self-sufficient light in the menorah. Not that there would be an isser if you would be mateh, but that's just that wouldn't be a lighting of ner tamid. So in the nimuke hagrib in the back, one of the akronim says. Maybe a little different than Rashi. It's not Stam that it's not Daraisa. But by Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they look torches. It wasn't a menorah. So we just said before, by torches, there's no worry. There's no worry by torches because it's a whole big torch. Therefore, there's no worry of Shemiyata. So maybe that's what the Gemara means by Simchas Beis HaShoeva shiny. Not just like what Rashi says. Yeah.
But still by the menorah,
it's Yishem HaZayazah, wasn't it? Oh, so Mati asks the Gilyan Hashas' question. Rabbi Kiv Eger on the bottom says, what's the whole issue here about using other fuels, other kashas? It's kashali. L'may nakat shmanim, haba mikdash ima liki rak v'shem enzayi zoch. Right, you have to use shem enzayi, it's pure oil. It's a kasha. I didn't really see a good answer. Very good question. But just some that try to, the mispa eisan in the back tries to answer it, but kasha is better than the teretz. But it's very good. If that's what the Gilyan Hashas asks, what's the whole premise that you can't use these? You can only use Shem Zayis anyway. So they say maybe it's referring to the other lights that they used to light, not in the menorah. But it sounds like it's talking about the menorah. That sounds like what the answer is. Simchas Beis HaShoeva Shiny, don't ask me from the menorah. That's a good kasha. Okay. Tashma, the Tani Rabba Bar Masra Bikdei Kuna Shabbal Mafkino Sona Mehinoi Osem Silos LaMikdash. Again, we have a statement that says they used to use the Bikdei Kahuna that were worn out, and they used to make wicks for the Mikdash. So my love to Kilayim, aren't we talking about that we used even the begadim that were made out of Kilayim, not for now, but some of the Bikdei Kahuna were made out of Kilayim. They were still allowed to wear it. If you look at the last Rambam Raivet in Hilchas Kilayim, it talks about whether only B'Shas Avoda they were allowed to wear it, Shalom B'Shas Avoda, but either way they were allowed to wear certain of the begadim. The Avnate and others had Kilayim. So Kilayim is some of those materials that listed in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to use. So the Gemara answers, lo devutz. We're talking about the begadim that were just made out of flax and a linen, and therefore not the kind of materials that would not be able to be used on Shabbos or in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, three lines from the bottom. Get back to Chanukah. Amar Rav Huna. Three-way machlokas achronim. Oh, just one I want to, before we get to Chanukah, one other thing I wanted to mention. It's on the next piece. Amar Rav Huna. Psilos u'shmanim sh'amruch achavim ein malikin ben b'shabbos, ein malikin ben b'chanukah. Bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol. So we have three shitas here. Rav Huda says that all these wicks and oils that the Chacham said you can't use on Shabbos, you can't use them on Chanukah, period. Whether it's a weekday night of Chanukah or a Friday night of Chanukah. I'm a Rav of my time, but why not? My time is Rav Huna. Kesavar, Kavsa, Zakukla, Umutra lehishtamish liora. Rav Huda holds Kavsa, if it gets extinguished, if it goes out, Zakukla, that you have an achrayis to go relight it, right? That means the mitzvah is not finished the second that you light it properly. If it goes out in 5 minutes from now, you have to go relight it. Kav said zakek la, and Rashi here explains, because that's the case, therefore you have to lechadchila create an environment where it's not going to go out. Where you're not going to have to, because maybe you'll forget, maybe you won't go relight it. Because you're going to have to relight it, therefore you can't put it into a situation where it might go out. That's why all these wicks are puzzle. That's why you can't use these on Chanukah. That explains the weekday, because you're really going to have to relight it, and you know what, you might forget. Shema Pasha, Rashi says, and therefore you're not allowed to use these Beim Bachol. What about Beim Shabbos? Shabbos, you're not going to Shabbos, it's Shabbos. So what's, you're not going to relight it on Shabbos, it's Shabbos. So that's the second half of what he says. Mutter l'hishtamish li'ora. The halacha is, according to Rav Huna, that just like Shabbos candles you're allowed to get hana from, against what we say in Aneiros Halalu, right? But Rav Huna says, mutter l'hishtamish li'ora, you're allowed to use the Chanukah candles. And therefore, because you're allowed to use the Chanukah candles, you might come to be matid, because you're going to be reading. You're going to be reading and you might forget. We're not going to be worried that you're going to go bedafka because you want to have the mitzvah of near Chanukah, because you're going to remember. And that's the first reason. Kafsa Zakaglos, so you're not worried about that. But you're allowed to use it. So you might forget while you're reading and be matis. That's why according to Rav Huna, the wicks and the oils listed here, you can't use on Shabbos and you can't use on Chanukah either, whether it's a weekday day of Chanukah or a Shabbos day of Chanukah. Rav Chista makes a chilek. Mazlikin ben b'chol avalo b'Shabbos. Rav Chista says, you're allowed to use them on a weekday, but you're not allowed to use them on Shabbos. So he obviously has a split. Kasavar, what does he hold? Kafsa ein zakakla. If it goes out, you're not going to have to relight it. Right? And therefore, you're not worried if it goes down in 5 minutes. You're not going to have to relight it. The mitzvah is over. As long as you lit it in the proper way. Kafsa ein zakakla. And that's why you are allowed to use these bad types of wicks on weekday days of Chanukah. But you're allowed to use its light. Again, not like what we paskin, but because of that, therefore you might be reading by the light of the Chanukah candles on Shabbos, you might come to Yimata. So because of that reason, when it's Friday night Chanukah, so that's why you're not allowed to use those wicks. Okay, so far the first day it says you can't use them at all on Chanukah. The second day it says you can use them during the week and not on Shabbos. And the third day, Amr of Zeir, Amr of Basav, Amr of Amr of Zeir, Amr Rav. Rav says, no, you could use them both. You could use them on Chanukah. Only Shabbos, these things are usur. But on Chanukah, whether it's weekday, whether it's Friday night, you're allowed to use all these wicks and oils. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, my time at the Rav. What's the reason for Rav, the third opinion? Kasavar, and this is what we paskin. Kavsa ein zakakla. Number one, you don't have to relight it if it goes out, as long as you lit it properly. And therefore, we're not worried if you use a bad kind of wick, as long as it theoretically could have made it. It could have made it. But if it goes out, you're not going to have to rely on it, therefore you're not worried on a weekday. And the aser lehishtamish la'ora. And you're not allowed to get benefit, right, like we say in Haneiros Halalu. Ve'en lana rishus lehishtamish bahem, ela lirosam bilad. Right, you're only allowed to look at them. You're not allowed to get hana from them. So because of that, we're not worried that you're going to be reading on Shabbos by their light, because you're not allowed to do that, and therefore we're not worried about Shema Yata. So that's the Shita of Rav. You're allowed to use, it's like the most Mekel Shita, because we have the most Chumras. You're allowed to use all these on Chanukah, because you can't get benefits, and Kapsa Ein Zachakwa. Well, that might be a Chumra or a Kula. Yeah.
I'm just a little surprised. Two things. First of all, that if you're allowed to use something that's not so good during the week, I'm very surprised that Rabban, I'm not nervous that if you're using something bad all week, then you might come to use that also on Shabbos, since you use it all week.
According to the middle day. According to the second day, that says you're allowed to use it during the week and not on Shabbos.
And
okay.
And the second thing is, since Chanukah is Pesumei Nitzah, you would think that you'd be if you use something that burns very, very well, because if it's a very schwach flame, or not such a great light, then what type of Pesumei Nitzah is that?
In Achanami, the question was, if it's Mishum Pesumei Nitzah, shouldn't that make you use the best flame? Hashkafically, that's true, and we try to do that at least l'chadchila, but I guess Chazal are giving at least the minimum amount. Let's say somebody doesn't have a choice, somebody doesn't have, you know, all these materials that we have as manazeh. So if you're stuck, so what are you allowed to use? They say this is the minimum. This is Me'ikir Hadin. Just one ha'ara which connects the Chanukah Gemaras, which we're about to get into, to the whole previous Amud. There's a Maritz Chayis on the bottom of the previous Amud that talks about the Shita of Rav Chisda, let's say, or the second day. Or the third day. Rav Chisda says, and Rav, that you're allowed to use these, you're allowed to use all of these wicks and all of these materials on Chanukah. That's what we just said, according to the second 2 days. You're allowed to use them at least during the week. The third day it says even on Shabbos. One of the materials listed here was Shem and Kik. It's connected to the first Amud, which we've already forgotten about. But, right, Shem and Kik. What were the 3 days of Shem and Kik? What was the first day of Shem and Kik? first day it was that it comes from a bird named a bird from Krachei Hayam, the Kikshimo. So yes, the Maritz Chai is that that bird is there's another Gemara that says that's one of the Ophos Temeim. It's a non-kosher bird. So if it's a non-kosher bird, we have a halacha that anything that comes out from a non-kosher bird, right, you're not allowed to use for mitzvahs. Min amuta b'ficha. So the question is, how could you use these Fachanika candles if this comes from a non-kosher bird? Right, connect. We would never have thought of the question. That's what the Maharaj Chai says. Is what's going on here? He says, how could it be? It's Shemen Kik. It said these are one of the things that you're allowed to use. And it says you're allowed to use all of these Fachanika candles. So how could you use all these Fachanika candles? So he answers, the quotes of Nodeb Yehuda. The Nodeb Yehuda says that the only time you have a concept of Minamutra Baficha is by Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. Meaning you're not allowed to use hides. You're not allowed to use things from animals that are not kosher specifically for Stam. See, for Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. But for other mitzvahs, for what he calls... What? So the chilazon. So the question, if it's coming from him, right, that's being used for tzitzis. If chilazon, right, chilazon is not kosher. So if chilazon is not kosher. So again, that's another example. So what do you say? So maybe I didn't look up the Nodeb Yehuda, I just saw him quote it. So the Nodeb Yehuda said, no, only for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. But not for Chanukah. And let's say what Menachem is, not for tzitzis. So, what's the svara? That's remembers what we did in Brachas, the chiluk between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. The chiluk that's made in the Gemara in Maseches Megillah. Anything that's connected to the Ksav of Torah is called Tashmishei Kedusha. It has inherent Kedusha, and it's what we would call Shemus. Right? And you have to bury it. You can't just throw it out. Anything, tefillin, mezuzah box, tefillin bag, anything connected to the Ksav of Torah is Tashmishei Kedusha. It has inherent value. It has inherent Kedusha. And therefore, you have to treat it as such. So that's where you can't use. That's a svar behind the Nodeb Yehuda. That's why you can't use something that comes from a non-kosher animal for these items. But tzitzis and Chanukah candles and lulav and any of these, that's what we call Tashmishei Mitzvah, which the halacha is Maker Adin Nizrakin. You don't have to bury it. After the mitzvah is finished, the kedusha is finished. And Maker Adin, you can throw it out. We say you're supposed to put it in a plastic bag. You're supposed to burn it with your chametz if you have it. Either way, that you're supposed to treat it properly, but Maker Adin doesn't have inherent kedusha. So that's a svara that the Maritz Chayes suggests for this Nodeb Yehuda. Again, Maritz Chayes asked the Kasha, how could you use Shemen Kik? So he says, the Nodeb Yehuda says that only is limited to Stam and not to Chanukah. Says Maritz Chayes, what's the svara? Tashmishei Kedusha versus Tashmishei Mitzvah. So that's what he says that connects the first Amma to the second Amma. Okay. Let's continue now back on Amid Beis. So according to the third day of what we paskin, we're not allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candles. Asur l'shtamish l'ora. Why is that? Why can't I say the Ora? So we have similar concepts by other Tashmishei mitzvahs, right? The Noye Sukkah, right? Some of the Rishonim here connected, right? The decorations in the Sukkah. Let's say I hang up real fruit in my Sukkah. So once I was maksa that, once I put that, designated that for the decorations, I can't take it down in the middle of Sukkahs and eat it. It's Huksa L'mitzvaso. It's Muksa Machlas Mitzvah. There are the 20 types of Muksa. So that's one type of Muksa. Muksa Machlas Mitzvah. That's one of the only types of Muksa that's also during the week also, on a weekday. And Huksa L'mitzvaso. It's set aside for a mitzvah. So that is true. But there are additional aspects that the Rishonim point out here why it's usher to use the Chanukah candles. Rashi here says, second Rashi, for usher l'shtamish l'ora, sheyehe nikar shehu ner mitzvah v'leka l'mekar shlahatoya. So it's nikar that it's a ner mitzvah. That's Rashi. It has to be nikar. So you can't use it. You have to be put it in a place. If you use it, people think you just lit it for yourself. If you don't use it, they'll know. There is, though, a Baal Amor here. We had a whole shiur on this, I think, a year or two ago. The Baal Amor here says, what's the reason for Israel l'shtamshus la'ora? Anybody? Connection to Ner Mikdash. There's many, many parallels of Ner Menorah and Ner Mikdash. So it says the Baal Amor, because the Ner of Chanukah is parallel to the Ner in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Zecher, it's Zecher to that, that's why you light it in a shul, that's why you light it in a certain part of the shul, that's why there are many, we're going to get to some of them, that's why Rashi says in the next Daf Hatlaka Osa Mitzvah, because that's what it was in the Beis HaMikdash. There are many parallels in Halacha to the Ner in the Beis HaMikdash, just like there's an Isser of Mi'ila, you're not allowed to get benefit from the Or of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, so too, we, in our little menorahs in our house, we're also not allowed to get benefit. Fine. Next, Rabbanan Kameda Abaya Mishmei de Rabbi Yirmiyah v'lo Kibla. The Rabbanan said in front of Abaya this shita, this svara of Rabbi Yirmiyah, who explained, what did Rabbi Yirmiyah say? That Rav svara is Kofsa in Zakagla v'asa l'shamish la'ora. That's what they told Abaya. V'lo Kibla, he didn't accept it. Ki asa Rabin Rabbanan Kameda Abaya Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan v'kibla. But then later on in life, he said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and then it was Mistaver. Then he accepted it, and he thought it was logical. Amar, so Abai says to himself, Izakai gamirti l'shmaisa meikara. Oh, I wish I would have thought it was Svaradik earlier in my life. I wish I would have learned this earlier. So, Vagamra, somewhere asks, Lamaisa, he learned it. So what's the difference if he learned it earlier or not? Ah, nafkamina l'girsa d'yankasa. Nafkamina is the phrase that we say, girsa d'yankasa, the learning that we do when we're younger. Whenever we're younger and we learn something, Rashi says, we remember it better. We always remember certain things. And as we get older, you know, our mind isn't as clear, right? The Mishnayis in Pirkei Avos explain the different Mishalim for a Yeled and for a Zakein. But either way, Girsa d'yankasa, that's what he says. I wish I would have learned it when I was younger. Period. So he asks the Gemara now, V'kavsa ein zakagla. Is it true that there could be a shita that says, Kavsa, if it gets extinguished, you don't have to relight it? What do you mean? But we learned, V'raminu, we learned, Mitzvasa, Mishatishka hachama, Shadikla regla manashuk. We learned that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is from Shkia, Tishka HaChama, when the sun, let me rephrase that, from when the sun sets, Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute, until the leg, people stop walking in the shuk. We'll see what that means. So, my love, the Kavsa Hadar Mazal. So what does that mean? The mitzvah is from when the sun sets until now. Doesn't that mean that it has to be lit that amount, and therefore if it goes out, you have to relight it? So what does it mean? That could be a sheet of kapsa in zakukla. How could there be such an opinion? So the Gemara says, no, there are different ways to understand this. It doesn't mean that it has to be lit and you would have to relight it. We pass in kapsa in zakukla. But one of the two possibilities, number one, the ilo adlik madlik, if you hadn't lit during this time, all the way up until the end, as long as it's within this time frame, madlik, you could still light. Vinami l'shiure, or it's just about how much oil has to be in there whenever you light it. The amount of time from tishka hachama until techla regel min hashuk. So really, it doesn't have to mean that it has to be lit this long that you would have to relight it. Okay, major notebooks of svarim have been written on these couple of lines, and on the next couple of lines, let's just remember one or two points that we have mentioned in the past as well. What happened? The Gemara says, "Di'ilo adzlik mazlik." If you haven't lit yet, then you're allowed to still light it. What happens if you didn't light in this time period? What happens if you come home from work after this time period? So Tosfos says, "Di'ilo adzlik mazlik." Avo mikan ve'elok avar hazman. If you miss this time, tough luck. Omer ari parat. You shouldn't lie too late because then you're going to miss the time. If you get home 10 o'clock at night from work, you should still light misafik, which is mashma without a bracha. Since there's another answer. But according so far, Tosfos seems to say that you got to light in that time period or else you blew it. And if you look in the Rambam, that's what the Rambam says. If you don't light in that time period, you blew it. You can't light later. But we generally rely on the Ri. The Ri nirad, da ata ein lachush masa yadluk. Nowadays, we have more flexibility. Da anu ein lanu hakeira el lebnei bayis. Right? Madlikin bibifnim. Nowadays, we light inside, right? Various reasons. We had a whole shiur on this 2 years ago. Why do we light inside anymore? If we can light outside, right? We live in a Medina Shel Chesed. We would be able to light outside. But either way, because we light bifnim, for whatever reason, so the Pishtum Enis is for us. So therefore, you don't have to go by Achetech L'Rego Menashuk. So that's generally what many rely on. That's point number one on this line. Point number two is this lashon. Mishatishka hachama. When's the best time to light Hanukkah candles? From when the sun sets. So what does that mean? It doesn't say atchkia. It says from when the sun sets. So that's the machlokas rishonim here. The Ritva here says it means sofshkia, what we would call tseis. Right, the two shkiyas, Rabbeinu Tam, we'll get to that later, Rebbez Hashem, in Masechah Shabbos. But the machlokas we've shown him here between the Ritva and the Rashba and others, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that Ritva. The Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Ayin Beis says, "Eim adik iner chanukah kom shetishka hachama, ela im sof shkiyasa." Mishnah Berurah, "Hainu tzeisak al-chavim." So it's a machlokas, whatever one's Mesorah is, to daven first, to light first, whatever one's Mesorah is, one should follow. But again, it's from this ambiguous, unclear word in the Gemara. That's where it comes from. Misha Tishka. What does that mean? Okay, continue. Achitekla Regam Nashuk. Two dots. The odds come up. What is this time period? Amarava Barbachana, Amarab Yochran, Adekalia Rigla de Tarmudoi. Until the regel, the people of Tarmudai, aren't in the shuk anymore. Rashi explains this was a non-Jewish nation who used to sell firewood, and therefore they used to stay later than everybody else after they went home. So therefore people used to go out to them in order to get the firewood. When they went home, so that means it was already late. That's when Pesumei Nisa is finished. There's nobody else left out. And that's the last time to light. Right? So some achronim are medayik from that Rashi that there's presuming nisa for non-Jews. Big discussion. Let's say somebody is on a business trip on Hanukkah. They're going to light in their hotel room, right, in the middle of Wichita, middle of North Dakota. And there might be people listening in Wichita or North Dakota. But either way, let's say there aren't so many Jews looking out to the window. So is there a kiyum to light by the window? Is there presuming nisa for non-Jews? So major machlokas achronim, discussion in the poskim, but they quote this Rashi because Rashi is quoting this non-Jewish nation in terms of presuming nisa. Tana Rabbanan. Mitzvahs Chanukah, Ner Rishu Beiso, the three levels. Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is one candle per household. Baha Mahajin, next level up, those who want to be Mahader in Ner Chanukah, Ner L'kol Echad V'Echad, one candle per person. That means six people in the family, six the first night, six the second night, six the third night, six the fourth night, one candle per person. The Mahajim and the Mahajrin. But third level, the Mahajim and the Mahajrin, Beishamai Omrim, Yom Rishon Mavlik, Shmona, Mikan Be'el Pochas Vaholich. Beishamai says you go 8 to 1. Beisil Omrim, Yom Rishon Mavlik, Achas, Mikan Ve'elach, Mosa Vaholich. You go 1 to 8, which is what we do. Again, famous machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam here. Is level 3 building on level 2, or is level 3 building on level 1? Tosfos here says that level 3, which means you go up, let's say according to Beis Hillel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, that's building on level 1. Because, so you have 1, let's say you have 1 the first night, 2 the second night, 3 the third night, because Tosfos says that's the only way you're going to know what night it is. If you say that level 3 is building on level 2, so you go by the people in the house and what night it is. So let's say there are 10 people in the family. So you have 10 the first night, 20 the second night, 30 the... People are going to look at the third night, they're going to see 30 people there. They're going to have no idea what night it is. So Tosfos, that can't be what it is, because there's the hiddur mitzvah to see what night it is, so it should be nikar. That's Shitas Tosfos. That level 3 has to be building on level 1, because the Pursume Nisa has to be what night it is. The Rambam argues. The Rambam said, no, level 3 is building on level 2. And the Achronim, and it is 10 Neiros, 20, 30, 40. And the Achronim explain, many Achronim say that according to the Rambam, the Hiddur Mitzvah isn't to know exactly what night it is, but it's Ribui Neiros. The more candles, the merrier. That's the Hiddur Mitzvah. So that's the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. It's also a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramah, that even if you say level 3 is building level 2, who's supposed to light all the candles? That's what the Brisker Rav talks about. The Rambam says that the Baal HaBayis lights all the candles. The Baal HaBayis lights 80 candles if there are 80 people in the 8 people in the house, 10 people in the house on the 8th night, right? But the Ramah says that Arminug, which is everybody, lights their own candles. Again, it's also one of the unique areas in Halacha where the Mechaber passes like Tosfos and the Ramah passes like the Rambam, or mostly like the Rambam. One of the few places. Usually, it's the opposite. Okay, so the Gemara says, Omar, again, there's a lot more to talk about. We're just rushing prakim here. Omar Ula, Pligi ba tri amorai b'marava. Those are machlokas to Amoram in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi b'Avra, and Rabbi Yossi b'Zvida. What's the svaris for Beishamai Beis Hillel? Why does Beishamai say 8 to 1, and Beis Hillel says 1 to 8? Chadam, Ratabat Beishamai Keneged Yemen Nechnasin. One says, the reason for Beishamai is Keneged the days that that have just come in. So the first nights you have that are coming in. So the first night you have eight nights left. Second night you have seven nights left, etc. The time of the Beis Hillel, Keneged Yemen HaYosef. Beis Hillel says, no, you go by the days that have left. The days that have left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The Chanam, our time of the Beis Shammai, Keneged Pori HaChag. The second set of reasons. Beis Shammai holds that the candles of Chanukah are parallel to the Karbanos on Sukkot. You go down one every day. The Karbanos, Musafin, you always take away one. A lot of Torah has been written, Mahakesher, between Chanukah and Sukkot. The time of the Beis Hillel, the Milan Bakodesh Ve'in Moridin. But Beis Hillel says, no, you always go up in Kedusha. Milan Bakodesh Ve'in Moridin. The question is, what, Beis Shammai does not agree with Milan Bakodesh? He obviously holds with that concept. Right? So the answer is that Malan Bakodesh usually refers to an object. You could use an object for a bima cover, then you could use it for a Torah cover, then you could use it for you go up in Kedusha by an object. But to have it's no Malan Bakodesh by minion, you have different candles here. That's a chiddush to say Malan Bakodesh applies to that. Beis Hillel applies it. Beis Hillel says there is Malan Bakodesh there. But to say that there's Malan Bakodesh, that's why we put on our talis first and then our tefillin, because of Malan Bakodesh. Right? But that's by two objects. But here, by its davarship and minion, you're adding. That's an extension of the principle of Malan Bakodesh. But that's what Beis Hillel says. In a chinami, that's what Beis Shammai might say. That's what Beis Shammai might say. But for some reason, Beis Hillel obviously doesn't think so. He obviously did some type of chilik. Okay, there's a whole question also based on Tosfos here. How much is Hiddur Mitzvah separate from the Mitzvah? How much is it part and parcel of every mitzvah. Again, just look up in all the acronym on this daf, they all talk about it. Two rabbis, one did like Beis Shammai, one like Beis Hillel. Wonderful, so they gave the reasons that we said. Ner Chanukah, it's a mitzvah to put on the outside doorway of your house. Machlokas Rashi Tosas, Rashi here says, we're talking about a house that goes into a yard, and then the yard goes into the street. Rashi says it's a mitzvah to put it between your house and the yard. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? The mitzvah is for the public to see it. It's a mitzvah to put it on the doorway next to Rosh Hashanah. So here we're talking about a case of a house going to Rosh Hashanah. But if you have a yard, you have to put it outside the yard. So it's again, the machlokas to know about, he's supposed to put it mamish all the way out next to the street, or somewhere where people outside at least could see it. If you live in an attic, in a second level, so you should put it in the window facing Rosh Hashanah. Again, discussion, because you don't have a doorway, right? So there's a discussion again in the postkin. What happened if you live in an apartment building? Is it better to put it by the window where nobody could see it? Right? It's like 50 lop, or what if there's another apartment building across? Right? So then they could see it from there. That's above 20 amos. Right? But, or is it better to put it by the hallway so people in the hallway could see it? And all these are halacha l'maaseh cases coming from this gemara. U'bishas ha-sakana, but at a time of danger, the Ritva says obviously not sakanas nefashos, because then forget the whole mitzvah. B'shas sakana, meaning sakana that Rashi explains that the non-Jews had some type of holiday on Chanukah, and they didn't light anybody light any other candles outside their Beis Avodah Zarah, so therefore they wouldn't be able to light Chanukah candles. So b'shas sakana, manichas shachana v'dayo, that's when we started to light inside on our tables, and Pursume Nisa switched from being for the outsider to Pursume Nisa for ourselves. Again, Bezmanazeh, that's what we still do many times. We light on our tables. We try to light by the window to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, but many times we light somewhere where you can't see it outside. It's already quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Sorry? Right, they used to light outside. They used to light outside. But we light by the window, but again, Bezmanazeh, the Shulchan Aruch already quotes in the Ramah that, right, it's that even though it's not Shas Sakana anymore, Ma'alichah Shulchan Avadayah. In Eretz Yisrael, they're more light outside, right? They have these special things like these bubbles that these light, no winds, no nothing. They're much more machpid on this halacha. But Begalus, the shasakana issue seems to still stick. Amar Rav, again, some of Rishonim say shasakana means sakana that it might go out because it's windy in some places. In Eretz Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael, it's the winter. But that's why some reject that. What do you mean shasakana out in Galus? What is the winter also in Eretz Yisrael? Amar Rav, 2 more minutes. Sarach ner acheres l'shtamish l'ora. Rava says you should have a shamish. Right? You should have another candle to be able to be mishtamish l'ora. The Gra takes out those two words. But either way, you should have another candle. The ika medura l'tzarch. But if you have a torch in your house, so you don't need another little candle for the menorah, because you're going to be using the torch for light. The adam chashavu, avagav the ika medura and sarach ner acheres. But if it's an adam chashav, Rashi explains, who wouldn't use the medura, so then you do need another candle. Let's at least read the next piece of Gemara. My Chanukah, right? What's the story of Chanukah? Or as Rashi here explains, Al Eza Nes Kavuha. On which Nes was it Nikva? Again, every word of Rashi on this Amud has been kulmasim of material that have been written. On Eza Nes Kavuha. So many explain, Rashi is explaining, which Nes is Chanukah for? Is Chanukah for the Milchama or is Chanukah for the Pach Shemen? That's the Al Eza Nes Kavuha. Because the Gemara we're about to read mentions the Milchama not. Does not mention the Milchama at all. It only mentions the Pach Shemen. The Tana Rabban in the story of Chanukah, B'chafei B'kislev Yomi, right, we go 2 more minutes over because we're not saying Tachlin, right? Pesach Sheni. The Tana Rabban and B'chafei B'kislev Yomi to Chanukah to Vanya Inun. The days of Chanukah are 8 days. Right, you can have a hesped or a tinus on these days. When the Greeks went into the heichal, they were matami all the shmanim. Right, amazing. They didn't want to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. They wanted to be matami the Beis Hamikdash. That's what the Yevonim wanted to do. They didn't care that we had a temple. You worship your gods. Wonderful. We'll worship ours. You worship yours. We're very open. We're open society. We just don't want you to have any spirituality. They were dafka went around and were matami all the shmanim. That's what they were interested in. And when the base of the Chashmonaim overcame them and won, they only had one little flask of oil. That was had the signet of the Kohen Gadol, so they knew it was Tahar. And it was only enough to light one day. Some Achronim point out, what do you mean one day? It should be Laila Echad. You light the menorah at night. What do you mean Yom Echad? So maybe this is a smach to the seeds of the Rambam. The Rambam says you have to light the menorah both by night and by day. That's why he says Yom Echad. Right? Because that's the Shitas HaRamba. Nasa Bones, that's a Binyan Shlomo. Shlomo Mivilna says that. Nasa Bones, V'idlikum Mena Shmona Yamim. So a Nes happened and it lit for 8 days. Right? 100 answers. Right? So why is the Chanukah 8 days, not 7 days? Okay. Lashana Acheres, Kavum Va'asum, Yantim Tovim, Bahala Vahoda. So the following year, Lashana Acheres, they made it a wonderful day, a day of Yantif, Bahala Vahoda. What do you mean, Lashana Acheres? Why not that year? Lashana Acheres, so that year they either knew about it, or they couldn't do it because it was still happening. Either way, Lashana Acheres, later on in history, they made it a day of Halal Vahoda. Okay, well, two more thoughts about this, Be'ez Hashem, that we'll start with tomorrow. Everybody come on time. Two beautiful thoughts that we'll start with Be'ez Hashem tomorrow morning about that Gemara. It was Lzecha Nishmas, Yisrael Isser Ben Sion Ben Yaakov.
Right.